Welcome to Sky Ranger Podcast, the podcast that's recorded live in the Green Room Lounge in Deep River, Wisconsin. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Scott.
Right, with me as normal is John Egan.
Hello.
And Mike Esserkan.
Hello.
I fucking nailed that.
Nice.
You did?
Intro. Now, then Randy claps from the bar.
All night.
All right. So I want to talk about some things tonight. You guys have anything you want to talk about?
No.
Shit.
But the podcast is what's the podcast about? We talk about stuff?
Yeah, we talk about stuff. I usually just fuck it up somehow.
Yeah.
And
That's
why it's called Sky Ranger Podcast.
There you go.
But you know what? The sad thing is, I'm actually way more confident right now than I usually am. So this might be a serious podcast, Mike. You can't catch me off guard this time. I'm thinking too fast.
Or off power forward.
Ooh, that was a stretch, but yeah. Hey, March Madness, all
right. Oh, so the brackets, right, for March Madness?
Yeah, yes.
I don't know shit about sports,
yeah.
But I'm in a bracket thing at work, and so instead of picking the team, I'm like, I don't know which team is what. So I flipped a coin, and the first three games I won, even though there was two upsets, because people wanted something to win and something else to win.
Yeah, but you won.
Yeah.
In a month, this won't matter.
But
you did well to start off with. But that's how a lot of people actually do it. You just actually, like, literally did that, where a lot of people would just go, ah, I'm going to pick whatever.
No, I flipped a coin.
Yeah, you have a system that might win you.
I might.
Except the only thing that sucks is a lot of people pick the easy picks, but yours is still all chance, so it's...
Yeah. I'm the best one in the office right now.
Wow.
Because a lot of people had something, I don't know, I'm bored of sports already.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, guess what I found out?
What?
You know lyrics...
You're a man.
No, I knew that. But hey, okay, so in lyrics and songs... I just realized recently I've been singing lyrics to a Genesis song wrong for about 25 years.
Oh.
The song, what is it called?
Tonight, Tonight, Tonight?
No.
Or...
Yep. I thought it was All Right. No, what's it called?
Because Allah, he knows me. And he knows that. That's a deep cut for Genesis, by the way, everyone.
Song, Intimate Touch.
Yeah. Invisible Touch.
Invisible
Touch. It's the title of the song.
Did you think it was invisible and then you thought it was intimate, but it's really invisible?
To have an invisible touch.
Oh shit, did I write it wrong? Is it Invisible Touch?
It's Invisible Touch, yes.
Okay, fine.
You thought it was Intimate Touch?
No.
That's the title of the song. I believe the title of the album.
She keeps resisting my intimate touch. The police are called and slowly tearing me apart.
Okay, fine. Invisible Touch. I heard
that was a pretty good version of it by me and John.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But I heard it wrong when I was a kid. I thought it was, she sees a hat and I think she's going to touch it.
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
I thought it
that's
was,
not making up
she
that.
Sees
you
a
thought
hat.
That for 20 years?
That's... So you thought on the radio they had someone singing, she sees a hat. And
I think... That was a huge song for them, too. You thought that those were the right lyrics.
How old?
I don't know when it came out.
Like when 82.
82. You were 4.
I was -1 in 82.
I don't know. Mid-80s. Yeah, mid-80s.
Okay, then I was 5. Mid-80s.
No, because you could have actually listened to it at any point in your life for the first time.
But I didn't like it. And I always thought it was Paul...
Intimate Touch, apparently.
So what do you think the song was called when you thought...
I didn't care.
She sees a hat and she really... Like, what was it?
Wait.
She sees a hat and I think she's gonna touch it. She sees a hat and...
What is the... I mean,
well, like,
she seems to have an invisible touch. Yeah.
She seems to have it.
She sees
but
a hat.
But you would never have heard it. Like, that's the whole thing. When he says touch, it doesn't sound anything like it afterwards.
He might say,
She sees a hat and she really wants to touch.
No, I'm... invisible touch.
No, what I mean, we're still saying for the hat line. We're still trying to...
Well, I'll grant you, invisible touch doesn't have as much... That means a little less than a...
So it's not...
Yours makes no sense. She has an invisible touch. I guess that's, you know, poetic.
Is it invisible or intimate?
Invisible.
Then why'd you stop trying to...
We haven't changed our opinion once about this.
No, I'm saying is that invisible touch is kind of a vague poetic statement. It doesn't mean a lot.
Yeah.
She seems to have an invisible touch. What does that mean?
Right, that's what I'm just saying.
She reaches in and slowly tears it. Like, she touches his heart. And his...
But it's kind of vague and poetic, but it certainly makes more sense than she sees a hat.
And she really wants to touch it.
She wants to touch the hat.
It makes sense.
So what does that mean? What is he saying then?
What do you think he said after it? That's the problem. You have to investigate these things, Scott. You can't.
She sees a hat, and I think she's gonna touch it. Right. She sees.
Do you think, not learn songs?
No.
What did you think he meant by that? Like, what was it? What was?
She likes a hat. She's sidewalk shopping. She's going. She's walking down the street during sidewalk sales.
I didn't see that coming. I thought he was at. She was at a party or some random place that she wanted to.
Because the music video, you see her walking down the sidewalk. Oh, she's going window shopping. That's what I thought. I used to watch a lot of VH1 back in the day.
Okay. All right. You didn't watch pop-up videos where they have the lyrics.
I was just going to say that.
Or the song where it shows the title of the song.
In the corner where it says Genesis Invisible Touch.
You went, ignore that.
Do you still think it was a hat? Like, she's a hat and she really wants to touch it, but she won't because she has invisible touch.
Oh, yeah. It all makes sense now.
So she has an invisible touch. Does she have no...
hands?
No.
She actually doesn't. It seems that she has
fingerprints, I meant. Because if it's an invisible touch, like she touches things and you don't see my fingerprints, she could steal so many hats.
Yep.
That's the whole point of the song.
Now all she has to do is not be seen with the hat. And she gets away clean.
Well, all right. Well, wrong lyrics, Genesis. Right. And it took me forever to realize that Genesis was a band. Like, I didn't know. I always thought that was
Peter Gabriel?
Peter, Paul, and Mary. What are we saying?
What are you saying?
Phil McCollins. Phil Collins.
Phil McCollins.
Yeah.
It's I didn't know. Okay, when I... Shut up. I don't listen to Mary...
Why are you telling me? I'm just letting you know.
And Peter Gabriel was the lead singer before
Phil Collins. Great. Yeah. How about... I saw... what else do you want to talk about that?
Well, I don't know.
I don't hear words right. I can't... Okay. If you'd said, hey, Scott, listen to this song and write down the lyrics in one go, I will severely fuck it up. Like, I can't... If someone... If you... Like... see that? It takes a lot for me to realize a song is a parody. Like, it really does.
Wow. So what do you mean? Like, do you, like, not recognize Weird Al's voice?
No, like, okay, years ago...
Because I can't name another parody artist that you heard randomly on the radio.
Sometimes in the morning, like, years ago, WXX would, like, play, like, ah, here's a funny song, and they sung, like, a song about cranberries.
Oh, but they would set it up so obviously.
We'd turn on the radio and be like, oh, listen... And then it's the song Jewel, something about she does something.
Will Save Your Soul, probably?
I don't know. But she says.
God Was One of Us? Is that?
That's Joan Osborne? No, that's.
Jewel has a hand song.
My hands are my home, but they're not yours.
Fucking terrible song.
I was trying to think. Sharon is Osborne. Okay.
Sharon Osborne never had a song.
No.
Are you thinking Joan Osborne?
No, it was Jewel, but. This just like talks about waking up in the morning and making eggs for breakfast and stuff.
Waking up before you go go.
No.
Got out my PJs and crawled into bed. That one? That's Fool Save Your Soul.
Is it?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know the name of the songs. John.
Don't get angry with me, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. You can't say you have a problem, then when we just demonstrate your problem, you can't get mad at us. You started this conversation. The song's like this. Don't tell me what the song is. I know. No. You set up the paradigm that you don't know what you're talking
about. What was the parody song for Who Will Save Your Soul?
It wasn't. I thought it was a parody song. So I realized, oh, she's talking about making... No? She goes to bed? I don't get it. And I was like recording the song because I thought it was a parody. And I'm like, this isn't funny. Except for the part with the eggs. And I realized that was the whole song. That was the song. I thought it was a parody because I was listening to the lyrics for once. I don't listen to things, John.
You have very selective memory of, like, what you want to pick. Like, the whole rest of that song is fine. It's just that part. And, like, how it, like, you don't listen to whole songs. You need to, like, sit down and, like, go through, like, SoundHound or Shazam and just redo lyrics. Like, I think you focus on one
redo
part.
Redo lyrics?
Just re-look
re-listen.
At them.
Oh, re-listen.
Because, like, anytime you would have listened to that Genesis song, other lyrics and other things in that song would have clued you in on what that really meant.
I don't know. At five, they probably didn't have a lot
five
of...
Five what?
Years old.
No, we're talking about the first time you heard it.
Are you saying I have to go find every single song I know and read the lyrics?
Only ones you're questionable about.
So I wasn't questioning that, though, until I heard it.
So how did you find out?
2 weeks ago when it came up in Pandora. I was like, whoa.
How did you find out, though?
Because it...
Wait, so over 30 years of your life, you thought Genesis had a song about touching a hat?
It probably 25 years.
So not even in college or like somewhere where you're hanging out with friends and it came out on the station. You went, she has a hat and she wants to touch. And no one went, what the hell are you talking about? That never happened your entire life.
No, not at all. I'm serious. I sing.
When else has that happened? What other songs?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the problem. I might be wrong about a whole bunch of songs.
It could be all songs.
It could be all songs.
Be wrong about everything.
Yeah.
Do you sing Downtown Girl?
I do sometimes as a joke.
So you thought it's a parody?
It's not a parody. It's just me changing the words to be funnier.
That's a parody. What's the name of another song you think is hard to like know the words of? Just bring one up and we'll let you know if that's correct.
Louie.
Okay, go. Everyone knows. Know the title.
Yeah.
How do you think it goes? Lyrics. We're not talking about beats. We know the beats.
I don't know. Louie. I don't know. We gotta go. Something.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're solid.
All right. Well, great.
Problem solved.
Mission accomplished. Do you think people like ponytails? Do you think guys like ponytails because it reminds people of horses' butts?
I've literally never thought of that in my entire life.
I just thought of it the other day.
I think...
I mean it not in a gross way, John. Because
I think it's more of... first of all, it's easy for a girl to put her hair in a ponytail. It doesn't take a lot of time. Second of all, I think it reminds you of when you were younger, and a lot of girls, like their parents would just put their daughter's hair into a ponytail, and you remind them that like of innocence and like first meeting girls and interacting with them. Plus, it's not a sexual thing.
That's probably true. It makes the girl look youthful, and it pulls the hair away from the face. You can see the face a little better.
No, because
I don't think the first thing is.
That looks like a
horse's butt. The bestiality part.
It's not... Okay, girls, when they have cleavage, the reason guys like cleavage is because it reminds them of butts, because they look almost the same. Let me finish. Hold on, okay. Let me finish. Because back when humans were monkeys, they would look at the girls' butts and be like, this is time to make babies.
Okay, that might be true, but I'm pretty sure most guys like... like breasts, because it's like a maternal thing that when you were a baby, you were by your mom's boob and that wanted you to feed, and it's like you grow up like idolizing boobs.
I heard a scientist say that. I heard a scientist say the boobs and look like butts.
Okay, that's simultaneously the strongest and weakest counter argument.
Right!
I heard a scientist say this thing I just said.
But here's the problem with that argument is that there's like an internet, like a GIF, I don't care what it's called, where people will pretend that it looks like cleavage, but it's a guy's butt, and they'll fool you.
Yeah.
I mean, that hurts.
John's been fooled.
I've been fooled.
Yeah, see? There you go, John. You bet.
But I don't think guys like boobs because it looks like a girl's butt.
I said cleavage, not boobs, John.
Cleavage. I'm sorry. I don't think that's true.
Well, I'm going to look up that on the internet.
No, not later. Okay.
Checking my internet right now.
That's paper.
That says it right there.
You didn't even write it.
Okay, but why would you... So you would assume that when you saw the ponytail, it was... Was this just an observation?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about ponytail. I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah. Because what made you think of that?
Because I was looking at a girl's ponytail. I'm like, it's swaying back and forth. Like a real ponytail. And I realized, holy shit. Like, because it... I don't know. The heck.
So you think a lot of people grow up with...
There's no girls
horses?
With ponytails, are they? No, okay, good. What?
They could have a ponytail in a second. No, they have long hair. Oh my god, she's got a ponytail now. Oh no.
Do you... Okay, now I just feel like I'm looking at horses' butts now, because...
I think you are, though.
No, I'm not looking at horses' butts.
Oh,
I'm just saying for...
What about pigtails then?
Pigtails.
Like two ones.
I don't know.
It's like an inverted horse where they only have two back ends, and they stick out.
It reminds me of two horses.
Although...
69 and...
Although, to be fair, pigtails, it's like a horse... tail on the side, and then right below it's the ear, so it kind of looks like a butthole.
You...
Wow.
Really need to have anal sex, and this whole thing's going to...
No!
Like, you're really focusing on buttholes and...
No, I'm just trying to figure out science, John.
No, you are thinking about this way too much.
It's not... You can't just claim it's science.
It is science.
That's not science.
No,
that's not science.
No, comparing things isn't science.
It's called biology, John.
That's not...
No.
Biology either. That's just noticing... That's not even noticing. That's making up stuff. The ear looks like a butthole. Do you hear yourself in the car?
I mean, not exactly. It's not like a near...
Because buttholes often have an extra layer that just overlaps and starts protruding out.
No! No! I don't want to repeat that, but Randy just said that's the sphincter muscle.
Right.
It shouldn't be poking out, Randy. It shouldn't be Pokemon overlapping.
That's called a pink sock. Yeah, it's just interrupt.
No,
it's best not to engage him in conversation.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. I did that one.
So, all right. That's weird, Scott. I don't know what to tell you. You probably need to see a therapist. I don't know what to tell you. If you see a ponytail, you think it's a horse of a tail.
I didn't say I think it. I say that might be why guys like it.
No, well, can we ask? Can we have some females? Can we ask them why they enjoy having pigtails?
Oh, that's
ponytails?
A good yes.
Okay.
And why do you enjoy like putting your hair up in a ponytail?
Out of the face.
Out of the face. Out of the way. Do you
so
find?
I don't get food in my hair.
Food.
What in your hair?
Food.
Food in
your hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a reverse beard.
You can't. Stuff.
We're right. No, we get it. I mean, we understand. We don't get much of it. You were going to say speak for yourself, and then you can't say that, can you?
Oh, that's right. You can't say semen.
No, he was going to say. I made a joke about not getting sex, and he went. Like he was gonna say, "Speak for yourself," but he couldn't say that without lying.
Speak for yourself.
There, thanks,
yeah.
John. John's the only one getting some. Anyway,
speaking of, this
I want to talk about more ponytails.
This brings. Oh, okay. Cause
does it make you feel then more attractive though? Somehow.
It makes me feel like I just went to the gym, so it makes me feel like I'm trying to get skinnier, but really not.
Okay,
but it's still a psychological.
Yeah,
it's like a
psychological thing.
You feel more sporty and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's no wrong answer. His word wrong. So you could. Well,
I'm getting lazy to do my hair.
Laziness.
She's just cheersing.
She's just like a horse. Lazy.
Yeah.
It's easy to do though. Like if you just want to leave the house, just put your hair in a ponytail, sure. And then.
It's like a guy wearing a baseball hat.
Right.
Although I do find that attractive. When a girl wears a baseball hat with a ponytail sticking through that.
Yes.
Well, that's
yes, that's nice. Because it's like a horse wearing.
Oh, it's like a
shirt
and a hat.
Or when it's in a parade,
yep.
Because it has the whole dress thing over it, and you're thinking you're going to get candy. Because it's in a parade. Why is that weird?
Because no one has ever thought that ever.
What? Yes, they did. I did, just now.
No, wait. I meant besides you.
Wait. What?
When horses wear clothes.
But
I mean,
the clothes.
Wait, are you trying to say that when horses wear clothes, you get candy?
That's the equation you made. When horses wear clothes, I get candy.
No, like in parades.
That should be the title of this, by the way.
Horses poop out candy in parades?
No, they get to walk. They walk and they wear all the clothes. They wear the big blanket shirts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The big clothes, like in medieval times. Like the big shirts. The big blanket shirts.
Okay.
They wear them.
Yeah, yeah, they're parkas. Yeah, the parkas.
Is it a parka?
No, I don't know what it's called.
But they wear those in parades.
Okay.
Then you think of candy, because you get candy in parades.
No.
I can't make the leap right away from horse coats to candy.
When you say parade, what's the first thing you think of?
I think of music.
Santa Claus.
What, music?
Music.
Santa Claus.
Well, I think of candy. Obviously, I think of candy.
Okay. That's just funny. No, I think it's like a funny observation that you see a ponytail and you think a horse's tail.
It's called ponytail. Ponytail.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
What do you mean you didn't think of that?
I'm dead serious. Up until now, I seriously never thought about that.
So you went 30 years not knowing a ponytail.
No, I knew it was associated, but up until this conversation, I totally forgot that that's associated with horses.
A pony?
Well, ponytail, I get it now. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I used to think Susu Studio was a ponytail.
Ponytail?
Ponytail?
No, you're singing Poker Face.
Ponytail? Ponytail? Speaking of, what was the word?
I don't know.
Segway.
Okay.
Three people in the audience said it for me. Segway of music and ponytails.
All
right. What did Sergeant Pepper's? What was his? Why did he have a club for lonely people? Who was Sergeant Pepper's?
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely. It's from the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a made-up band, and they made up. I know the answer. I mean,
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
At the time when they released that album, there's a bunch of weird psychedelic '60s albums and people coming out with like Captain Beefheart truncated love. Vehicle or something. I don't know. They had all these weird like band names and stuff, and they were kind of making fun of that, but also then
embracing it.
So they were also at that point in their career, they had stopped touring as the Beatles, and they wanted to do something not the Beatles. So they were technically going to be, the original idea was they were not going to be the Beatles at all. They're going to go as this fake band, and they made that up, and then they kind of went, well, maybe we should call ourselves the Beatles though, because people.
It was the original Chris Gaines.
Yeah. But they backed off just
But they backed off of it just enough where yeah. they were still the Beatles. I wish more bands did that. Like, if bands that are really popular just mocked like fads in it. Mm-hmm. Like, if YouTube tried to came out with like dubstep and they went, go fuck yourself. Ah, YouTube.
I'm with them. Dubstep. Nah, is that... Oh, yeah.
So, electronica? It got really quiet in here.
So there's no...
Did Randy shut up for the first 5 seconds?
So there's no Lonely Hearts Club band?
There is not one, no. Sorry.
Well, that's...
You could form one.
They had one on the cover, which was very funny.
Yeah. It wasn't funny.
I thought that was... That's a funny cover in my opinion.
How is it funny?
It's silly. It's just a bunch of random people on the cover of an album.
I don't get how that's funny.
It's not like ha-ha.
No, it's not like ha-ha funny, but like for an album, if you like first saw that release, you're like, look at the Beatles. They just came out with the White Album. I don't know the order. But like they just did the White Album and now they came out with this silly album that's beautiful and there's a bunch of people all over the cover and they have a fake band and that's silly.
I guess I didn't get the joke.
Oh, okay.
I think it was more of a concept silliness. It's silly. I'm sorry.
It's when you stop talking that the show seems to have...
Okay, drums. We can talk about drums.
Okay.
Do you know how to do drums?
Do you know how to play drums? No, not
really. Do you have rhythm?
I have some rhythm, and I have a set of drums now.
Why?
What?
Why do you have a set of drums?
For music. We do music here.
But you said you don't play drums.
But I never will if I don't have them. So I've got some, and then I'm going to try to learn how to. I was not hoping to suddenly just know how to play drums and then get drums. That's the reverse way you do things with instruments. That would be awesome, though. Like, oh, I can play flute. I should probably go buy a flute.
That's how it works with cars.
Oh, I can play oboe.
That's not how it works with cars.
Yeah, it is.
That's not how it
you
works.
You had to learn how to drive it, and you go, now I can buy one.
Yeah, you learn on a car.
You don't just wake up and go, I know how to do a car. It's not the Matrix. We can't just...
About degrees.
I thought that line was going to be a lot funnier.
No,
the Matrix?
I know Kung Fu before he even does it.
But he doesn't have to buy anything for Kung Fu.
That's not the point!
It is, because he bought drums.
I was given them. Free.
John.
I'm not good at drumming.
Okay.
I have no rhythm.
How do you get better at rhythm?
Practice.
Oh. Yeah, practice.
Every time I ask how to get better at something, you always say practice, and I don't want.
But that's absolutely the truth.
Sad to say that.
I would say you probably have to have some talent. Like say for Rock Band, when that came out, when we were all playing a bunch, I'm okay at singing. I get okay at guitar. I'm not good at drum. I think it's just one of those things that my body is not good.
I was asking around about how to learn how to play drums and how long it would take.
I just watched Whiplash.
Whiplash, yeah.
Yeah, can I play now?
Did you like it?
I haven't seen it yet. I refuse to see it.
You refuse to see it?
It's a gag, but I refuse to see it.
Oh, okay.
Because our friend Nick kept bringing it up, and we're like...
Every minute.
Like, no one... Like, we haven't seen it. He just kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it, and we're not going to see it now. Now we're not going to see it, Nick. And then he kept bringing it up. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It is what it is.
Sorry. Anyways, you were...
Oh, it should only take you like a week to learn how to play drums. That's what I was told, to play passably, you know.
Can I have?
Practice a bunch.
Can I?
But then the person I asked said it would take even less time if you have the rhythm like, in you. If you have the rhythm in you, just either kind of have rhythm or you don't.
Yeah.
Is it like acting? You have to know how to act or you don't?
I would say so.
It's like a lot of things, but you could probably learn how to do it, but it's going to take more work if you don't have like... It's kind of a natural rhythm.
I think if you have a natural ability, like some people will be like, anyone can act, but then Shaq has had a couple movies and you realize that not everyone can act.
That's right. And not everyone can play basketball.
No, that's true.
Shazam.
Steel.
Uh-oh, what else did he have?
Shaq Fu on Sega Genesis.
And Super Nintendo.
I'm sorry.
Carlos was acting.
I don't know.
He probably do some VO though.
Yeah. So, I have an analogy. Okay. Whoops. Don't look at that, Mike.
I can't read your writing anyway.
John. Uh-oh. I don't know what
to... I heard you the first... You don't have to yell it again.
Okay, John. Uh-oh. Okay. So here's what's happening. John.
Yes.
Hey, John. Scott's going to talk to you in a second.
Okay, I know we always have this conversation.
No one said my name for a couple seconds. I have no idea.
John.
Oh, okay.
I know
it's like an old fish.
We always have this conversation... And I'm bringing it up again.
I don't want to touch your penis.
I don't either. Don't look at me.
I was looking at
the audience.
Did you
want someone to volunteer?
No. No, well, no one said no.
It's true. I'll just
that won't hold up in court.
Everyone, close your eyes, and then I walk past and give them high fives.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like put your penis with on. Your
no,
close your eyes.
Wait, with your penis, you're gonna give a high five?
Yeah.
All right, eyes closed, high fives.
But then they would have to like kneel.
We'll call it a high five surprise.
I could walk on the tables or something.
Yeah.
Okay, but okay, okay. I know we always talk about dreams.
Yes.
Because your dreams are weirder than mine, and mine are weirder than yours.
Okay.
In different ways.
Yes.
So I realized I have if I okay this is gonna if I I need one more.
Luckily, we'll edit all this out.
You were
later,
stressing
right?
out the audience.
No, I'm not. They're fine. They're relaxing. Most of them have their arms crossed. They're good.
That is not a good sign.
Why?
At all.
No. That's why I'm most comfortable is I'm crossing my arms. That's why I never cross my arms.
Oh, that's why. That's fine too because I get self conscious about that too because we had a workshop where someone came from Chicago and a bunch of us had our arms crossed and he yelled at all of us.
Yeah.
Now I'm forever self conscious.
Yeah.
So if I'm standing in a circle and doing this, even if I'm comfortable, I'll like go like.
Yeah. It makes you very shut off. It closes you off.
Yeah. Even if you don't try it. So I know other people do that.
Yeah. The only times I really cross my arms is if I'm watching something. So I'm like, oh, okay. Because then I'm relaxing, leaning back.
Yeah. But dreams.
What? Yeah. Oh. Why did you hit the table?
Oh, to get your attention. Sorry.
Okay, so I realized that if I miss a day of medication,
okay,
I have very vivid dreams the next night or that night. And a lot of them are becoming more psychic dreams, John.
What do you mean psychic? Like they're happening?
Yeah. So why did you make that face?
Because that's weird.
No. Because, okay, this is going to be a really lame one first. But
so why are you not taking your medication?
I forget. I'm a forgetful person, John.
Why don't you buy one of those, like, dollar store...
with the days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those. I had two. I lost one of them. What's happening? Oh,
you
Larry's
forgot.
Coming.
How do you still forget? Where do you put it where you forget?
It's in there.
In your bag?
Yeah.
So it's with you at all times?
Yeah.
And you forget?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
You can take the pill any time during the 24-hour period of the day.
Yeah. I don't know why we're, this isn't the subject, John.
No, but I'm really concerned that you forget to take a pill. That's like, do you forget how to drive when you wake up?
To be fair, it's like 7, John.
What?
Like one a day?
No. I just eat them all at once. I have enough vitamins to last me the week.
Okay, anyway, so you have vivid dreams, and they're coming true?
Sort of, yeah. These are really pathetic, but like I go to the comic shop, I buy comic books. Because I'm cool
okay.
that way.
Well, I thought that when you said that, it would be not, like really interesting. But anyway, could you just dream about comics?
No.
Comic books
no.
are like, my dreams are real!
But if you went back and listen, I buy a shit ton of comics usually, right? And my brother doesn't buy anywhere near as many as me. So I had a dream that I went, we went to the comic book shop, and then I was like, oh no, I have 0 comics in my box. That's weird because I always get some. And my brother was like, I have 2! I was like, great. And then a bunch of other shit happened. But... I know, and then the next day I went and that happened. Like, I had 0 and Jason had 2. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. But then a bunch of other stuff in the dream also was happening, which I can't even remember. It was like just minimal stuff. So I'm like, okay, that's weird.
So is it a pattern? Like, is it a pattern that you've established where if you do not take a pill, the night you'll have vivid dreams and it'll come true?
Not always. The other night, I dreamed. I don't know, like that. I ordered a package early in February, and it said it should become. And it's coming from Japan, so it's like you'll get it between February and April.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh great. And then that night, I'm like, I had a dream where it just came to my door. I'm like, great. So I went downstairs the next day. It was the fucking door. I knew it was there. John, it's a 60 day window, John. And I hit it.
No, it's a 60-day window, but it's just not interesting. Like, it's not, like, these are great that this happened, but, like, these are boring things.
John, and then last night I had a dream that mouse traps went off. We had mice everywhere. So I was freaking out when I got home. I wanted more. I had to check all my mouse traps. And there were none in there. But there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow, John.
Wait, what? You predicted that you wouldn't have anything in the mouse traps?
No, I predicted that there would be, but...
And then you went and you saw that there weren't.
So your pattern was not happening.
It's a day or two, John. Jesus Christ. Just take all my ideas. And the last couple nights, I don't know, I'm having really scary ghost dreams. I might be haunted soon.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Are you moving?
No.
I don't think ghosts just appear in your
house.
They
might.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
He lives across the street from Heritage Hill. Maybe they...
That's very true. There's a lot of ghosts there. Some really fucked up people died there, for sure. I brought this up before. I don't know if anyone could do that. Can you come wake up from a dream and fall back asleep and then jump back into the dream and change the outcome?
Here's the problem I have with that.
Okay.
Last night, for instance, I had a dream I was in a haunted house. Ow, I just stabbed myself.
With what?
With a pen. John, it's not the point. Last night I dreamed that I was in a haunted house, like we moved into a house, and in the dream I woke up and I wasn't in my house, but in my dream I thought I was awake and I wasn't. So like I had all these fucking levels, John.
What?
Levels, John.
Levels or labels?
You're boring the audience, John.
Is it a B or a B? I can't follow you.
B? Those
are
levels or levels?
Levels. I think he meant to say levels.
Levels. Different levels.
Of the house?
What does different levels mean?
Labels. Labels. You said labels.
How would I... labels. I didn't label.
She has a hat she wants to touch, and she's... Yeah.
See, that's another problem that I have. You might. She might want to touch it. She might want to touch it. She sees a hat, and I think she... It's not even if she wants to. I think she's going to touch it.
You know what you need?
A hat.
And an erection.
No, John.
Yeah. You put the hat over the erection, she touches the hat. She's kind of touching the erection.
You grow out your pubic hair like a ponytail, and then you take the ponytail out, and there it's just an erection for her.
But then they would notice I was walking around with the hat covering my crotch, my pants around my ankles, John.
Why would you have them around your ankles? Just stick it out the hole with the zipper.
Oh.
Do you not do that?
What?
When you pee, just zip down your zipper? Do you just take your pants down all the way?
No.
Just making sure.
But you said put a hat on it.
Yeah.
You can leave your hat on.
She seems to have a hat on her penis.
On her?
Yeah.
Yep. She seems to. It's not...
She seems to.
It's just how the hat is formed. It looks like there's one there, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it looks like down there.
I'm going to cross this topic off. I'm glad I didn't start with this one, but my location. What time is it? Oh, shit. It's about that time for a Scott's Secret section.
Yay! Scott's Secret section. Has to tell Sam some secrets.
I actually, if I had time, I was going to edit together a song and then Josiah would play it. But he doesn't have, they don't have one. So pretend I have a cool song. All
right, go.
Guys. No, what? Go?
Oh, no. I was, have the audience sing it. Go.
Happy birthday. Well, happy birthday, John. All right, so this is the part of the show where we usually, all the three of us, chapter 44.
Uh-oh.
I got distracted.
Chapter 44.
Scott. John. Oh. This is a section of the show where we each have a secret we come in with, and we share it, and then we know each other more, and the audience knows us better, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So...
And we always forget.
And John and Mike always forget.
Yeah.
So I always go first.
Yep.
So I'm not going to do that this time. You guys have to think of one right now, John. Remember how we do this every week? And this is like the
20 week.
Which every week, maybe.
This is like the 21st or 20-something episode, John.
That it can't be true.
This is...
We have not been doing this for 2 years. That's not true.
July.
Oh, shit.
21. This is 21st.
I don't like potato salad. I think it's stupid.
You think it's stupid?
I think it's stupid to have...
That's a weird week.
I think it's stupid to have cold pasta.
Cold pasta?
Yeah.
Why? You don't have to heat it up.
Pasta salad. It's just dumb. It's supposed to be in marinara sauce and with some meat. That's what I think it's made for.
You just pull it out of the fridge and it's ready. You don't have to cook
it. Boring.
What do you mean boring?
It's cold pasta.
There's a lot of things in it. It's not just meat sauce and marinara.
Nothing that I want or that's healthy for
you. There's like peas and like bacon. And
what else?
Tomatoes. Corn.
But... Oh, is there just pasta there, or do you cover it in jizz sauce? No, not literal jizz sauce.
I don't think... Is that the problem, why you don't like pasta salad?
It's usually covered in, like, an Alfredo or, like, a bacon sauce or...
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
Or, like, a vinaigrette?
Yeah, I haven't had a lot.
There's a lot of pasta salad.
I have some pasta salad, but potato salad, no.
Why?
It looks gross. And I don't need cold potatoes in yellow shit.
Do you not like everything in it?
I don't know what's in it.
Potatoes.
Nah. Cold, right?
No. No. Yes. Mustard.
No.
Mayonnaise?
No.
Eggs?
Oh, yeah.
What else is in it, Mike?
That sounds really gross together.
Salt and pepper?
Well, yeah. Who's against salt and pepper?
I want
Who's against salt and pepper?
I don't know, the record contract. I don't know.
I'm saying don't bring up ingredients like that because I like salt and pepper. Okay, but I don't like potato salad.
Well, I don't like mustard or potatoes much, but I eat potato salad.
You love potatoes. Every time I go to a hoo-ha, you put potatoes on your hoo-ha.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Because it's hot. See, that's my argument. Fuck yeah.
Cold potatoes. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't care for cold potatoes that much.
Yeah.
Like I can't.
But you're yelling at me about potato salad.
I'm not yelling. Scolding. I can yell about potato salad.
Do it.
Chef! Shit! Potatoes!
Now you sound like you have Tourette's over potato salad.
It just sounds like you just said shit potatoes.
Sometimes shit people potatoes. Put celery in it and I hate that.
In what?
Potato. In what? Meatloaf?
But yeah.
Applesauce? No, potato salad.
Ew. I will pay
Wait,
you.
Say that again.
Potato salad.
Potato?
Was he saying potato salad?
He's saying potato salad.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
If I will give you $10 if potato. We make cold potatoes and we put celery in it and you have to eat it.
Just cold potatoes and celery?
Yeah.
How many potatoes?
8 pounds.
8 pounds? That would take 2 days.
Yeah, well, only if you want $10.
I'm not going to eat potatoes for that much. Now I'm noticing I'm saying it, Mike. Thanks.
Potatoes.
Can you imagine eating 8 pounds of potatoes? And so many potatoes.
That's got to be
That's a good secret, John. Good job.
That's got to be at least 8. 20 potatoes?
Are you saying that... Oh, I was going to say. Are you saying each potato is a pound each? That's a huge potato. Potatoes.
No, like probably like 23?
I'd say show with Barbara Walters.
20... Because apples are basically the potato of the fruit world, right? Don't you look? You look at them. You look at them, John. John.
Wait, what fruit or vegetable do you not look at?
No. You take a potato. Yeah. And you take an apple, and you're like, oh, this one has peelings on it, and there's little ones, there's big ones. They have red peelings and they have gray peelings.
People chop them up, make apple salad.
Applesauce and mashed potatoes.
Right too.
Everyone always makes potato pie.
They dice them up.
Actually,
sweet potato pie.
I believe he may have a point here. I might be on the side.
They look the same on the inside.
No, come on.
Sometimes
apples are the potatoes of the fruit world.
Sometimes if you dice them up, you leave the peelings on because it's funner. It's more fun.
More funner.
You dip it in caramel, either one.
No, you do not dip potato in caramel.
Why?
Gross.
Is it salty? No. Too salty? Like
you dip
pretzels?
It in like sour cream, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, apples. It's like
you don't
ice
dip
cream.
Potatoes in caramel. I'm gonna put my fucking foot down.
Okay, fine. Then
don't you dare fucking. If you put French fries in caramel, I will slap you.
Then caramel is the apple's mustard.
What?
No, caramel is the apple's potato. Potatoes mustard is the apple's caramel.
Potatoes mustard is the apple caramel?
Yeah. And then the potato sour cream is the apple's whipped cream? Ice cream.
Good night, everybody!
Why?
That's when music normally happens.
No, John, we're not...
Uh-oh. Oh, now we got to sit up here for another 45 minutes.
No, it's just another 4.
False.
Mike, what is yours? What's your secret? You're not going to get out of it that way easily.
Do you have one?
Yeah. I don't drink out of cups right. I drink out of cups wrong.
This should cover the next 4 minutes.
Because when I drink out of them, I bite the cup.
Gross.
You have a glass in your hand right now. What do you do?
Well, it's a straw in it, too. So, no!
Now you don't have a straw.
Then I'll drink it with my mouth. But
Do you bite the glass?
Yeah, I put my... Like a vampire, I put my teeth inside.
You bite the glass?
Kind of.
Drink...
I bite it.
What are you afraid of, Scott?
What do you mean, what am I afraid of?
Yeah, why do you bite it?
I don't bite it. I bite it because the hole doesn't fall in my mouth.
But so you're afraid it'll fall out your mouth?
Yeah, right. Glasses can break.
I found that most things that Scott does that are weird, he's afraid of something even weirder.
Yeah.
You're not biting it.
All right, so try...
Don't do that.
Try drinking without biting.
Dude, don't bite it.
Just...
All right, good night, everybody.
Ha ha ha!